updates you want fill in the blankety blank news with Mikey and the Missus.
It is brought to you by Boulevard Home. When you go to Boulevard Home, tell them, hey, I keep on hearing Mikey and the Missus talk about their purple mattress and how much they love it. I want to get a purple mattress too. And exactly like theirs. And then they're going to be like, well, you don't want it exactly like theirs because there's a bunch of different ways that you can get them with different firmness and stuff like that. And then you're going to be like, well, I want whatever they've got. And then they're just going to say, hey, listen, calm down a little bit. There's no reason to freak out. I'll go ahead and get that for you. And then they will. At Boulevard Home.
I'm just waiting for you to be done. Yeah.
Yeah, hey, I hear that a lot.
All right. Tom Hanks.
Yeah.
Was interviewed and said, in his opinion, he's only made 4 really good movies during his career.
Ooh. Ooh.
You, Michael Foley, Mikey, have to guess what 4 movies he considers the really good movies that he has made in his career.
Turner and Hooch.
That was out of left field.
Bachelor Party. Splash. And The Money Pit. No? Okay. No, I think Saving Private Ryan is one of them.
Okay.
Forrest Gump.
Okay.
Philadelphia.
Okay.
And... I'm sticking with Turner and Hooch.
Okay, so the ones where he's won awards.
Yeah.
Okay, sadly... Mikey.
What?
He did not identify which 4.
Oh, it was a trick question.
It was.
Oh, man.
But he says only 4 in his whole career. And now we're left to guess. Thanks, Tom Hanks.
Thanks for nothing. Well, he doesn't want to take that away. You know what? This way it lets you decide which one he thinks is the best.
Yeah.
Your favorite one is Joe versus the Volcano.
Yeah.
And so you are free to believe
that. No, that's not my favorite Tom Hanks movie. I mean...
It's up there, though.
Oh, it is. I think it's a fantastic movie.
Yeah.
All right. There is now a pumpkin spice latte blank. It features a whipped cream-shaped center surrounded by... I can't give you too many details, here's the thing. It's not a food item.
Oh.
Yeah, but they're calling it, so it's a fall edition of something that's not a food item, and they're calling it a pumpkin spice latte.
Lame.
I know.
Okay, I'll go.
It is lame.
Bath bomb?
That's a very, very good guess, but you are wrong. Engagement ring.
Oh, come on.
I know.
It is engagement season.
Yeah.
This is around the time people start popping the question.
Okay. Anyway.
That's stupid.
It's stupid. I agree. It's like stupid.
I know.
Not only that, it's $11,000, $300. $11,300.
That's what I think. As a wedding professional, that's stupid. Mm-hmm. $11,000 for a pumpkin spice ring. Can't even eat it.
Yeah.
All right.
Are you ready for the last one?
Yes.
Me too. So I will give it to you right now. A trailer filled with 700 pounds of blank was stolen from a business in Nebraska on Sunday. So think of Nebraska.
Can I have 2 guesses?
Yes. A trailer filled with 700 pounds of blank.
Since it's Nebraska, is it corn?
Okay, no. So what's your second guess?
So Tariq, that corn kid, did not steal all of it. Okay, now I'm going to say beef?
No.
What?
Bat droppings.
What on earth?
I did not know that Nebraska was the capital of bat droppings.
There's two levels to this. One, there was an entire truckload of bat crap.
Trailer.
Yeah.
Trailer load.
They were bat crap crazy!
Get up. You're listening to The Mikey and the Missus Show. Today's hit music.
B92.1.